Greetings and welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series we're teaching on called Sonship and Identity.
欢迎大家收看我们好消息电视台。我们这一次这个系列主题是讲到儿子的身份。
In the last session, we talked about the orphan spirit. This session, we want to talk how to overcome the orphan spirit or mentality.
我们在第一堂课我们讲到的是关于孤儿的灵、孤儿的心态。那这一堂我们今天要谈到的是如何胜过、克服这种孤儿的灵。
We saw that in the last session, a father is a source.
我们在上一堂我们讲到父亲其实就是一个源头
Source of identity
身份的源头
Source of provision
供应的源头
Source of protection
保护的源头
Source of guidance
还有引导的源头
An orphan we saw was a person who was without a father
所谓的孤儿我们就讲到他指的就是没有父亲
So they live and act on their own
所以一直都是自立自强
They have to provide for themselves, protect themselves, everything they have to do themselves
所有的供应保护等等都得靠他们自己
So today we want to look at the roots What is the hidden things in the heart that empower the whole thinking of an orphan and how they live like they live
那我们今天要来谈到的就是整个隐藏在这一个根源这种孤儿心态根源里头的一些问题
we,
然后看到说怎么样的影响这一个人
We saw in the last session the first step to break free of the orphan spirit is to reconnect with our Heavenly Father through a first personal faith in Jesus Christ
我们在上一堂也讲到要断开这样的一个孤儿的灵和心态的第一步就是我们要再重新的连接与我们的这位父神而且是透过欢迎耶稣基督成为我们的救主
When we receive Christ as our Savior, the Spirit of God comes and dwells within our heart and spirit. We are connected to God all the time.
当我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主那这个时候神的灵就会进入到我们的生命里头他也就会接到我把我们接到他的家中
Look what the Bible tells us in Romans 8.And verse 15 and 16.
在罗马书第八章十五和十六节
You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba or Daddy, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
And the spirit bears witness with our spirit, we are the children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So notice it talks about a spirit of bondage.
所以这个地方讲到的一种是属灵上面的辖制。
And the spirit of adoption.
然后，但是又讲到一个属灵的什么？属灵的一种被认同。
So, firstly, what is the spirit of adoption?
那我们要来看的，什么叫做一个儿子的心，或者一个属灵的接纳
？The word adoption is not quite the way we would see it. It means something different in the original language.
在英文里头他用的这个字是叫做就好像认养一样但我们中文的圣经没有这么讲
It means to place or position into sonship with all the rights of a son
但是他原本的意思乃是说是把这一个人把你这个人再重新的放回到儿子这样的一个身份还有这样的一个关系里
So when the Holy Spirit enters our life
所以当圣灵进入到我们生命
We are delivered from the kingdom of darkness
我们就从这个黑暗的国度脱离
We are delivered from the orphan kingdom
我们就被救赎脱离这种孤儿的国
And we come into the kingdom of our father
进入到我们父神的国
We become part of the household or family of father
那成为这个父神他家中的一份子
We receive the spirit that places us into sonship.
那这个时候也同时接受了这个灵，是这个灵让我们恢复儿子身份的灵。
You can't make yourself become a child of God.
所以不是靠你自己来成为神的儿女。
Bought into it by the Spirit of God.
你是借由神的灵，然后被带进到这个神的家。
So the Spirit of God causes us to have revelation. God is our Father.
所以这个圣灵呢，就会让我们在我们的里头，让我们就会有这样的一个感动，知道说这位神就是我的父亲。
It says the Spirit bears witness with our spirit.
所以我们中文圣经是讲说同证。
So the Holy Spirit joined to our spirit.
换句话说，圣灵结合我们的灵人。
Bears witness or testifies.
就给我们一个印证，一个见证。
This is who I am now.
知道说我现在是谁了。
I'm a child of God.
我就是神的儿女。
God is my father.
神是我的父亲。
I can come to him and call him daddy.
我现在可以到他面前叫他呼叫他是
父。Term of intimacy, like a child just hugging onto their father.
而且这个阿巴父代表的是一种就像小孩子跟父亲一样很亲密的关系。
It's a term of like a little child trusting their dad.
而且这是用在一个小孩子他怎么样的相信他父亲那种称呼。
The Spirit bears witness with our spirit, we're children of God.
所以圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
We can call God Daddy.
我们就可以呼叫他是阿爸父。
And we have an inheritance that our Father brings to us.
那这个时候，我们就可以继承神他给我们的这些的产业。
So we see then that there's another spirit.
所以我们也看到有另外一个灵。
It says the spirit of bondage to fear.
还有讲到前面的所谓的是奴仆或害怕的灵。
So what is the spirit of bondage that causes people to suffer so much?
那什么是这种奴仆或者是辖制的灵呢？
The word bondage is the word slavery.
那我们中文就是直接翻译成奴仆，但是英文它讲的是辖制。
There is a spirit that brings slavery in our life.
所以是有一个灵，他会把这种奴仆辖制的这种东西带到我们身边。
A slave serves someone.
一个奴仆奴隶就是在服侍别人。
They have no power to break free because they're a slave.
他们也没有任何的能力或权利来让自己自由。
He said, we have no longer received the spirit of bondage again to fear.
所以他这边就讲说，我们现在所受的不再是一个奴隶的心。
So before we come to Christ,
所以在我们认识耶稣基督之前
，before we receive the Holy Spirit,
在我们接受圣灵之前
，who places us into sonship,
那他这个神他当我们接受之后，他就把我们就带到这个儿子的身份。
Our life is bound serving fear.
那我们还没有得到儿子身份之前，一直都是有恐惧。
Now there are many kinds of fears, of course.
那我们知道人生有很多种不同的恐惧。
But I think the primary one here is the fear of being rejected.
但是在这个地方所讲到最主要的恐惧就是害怕被拒绝，就是我不被接纳。
I don't belong.
我没有任何归属。
I don't fit.
我也不属于任何一个地方。
There's something wrong with me.
我有一些问题。
And a fear of being excluded grips people's lives.
总是害怕会被别人给孤立。
So God wants us to be free of that spirit of bondage.
所以神他要我们能够完全脱离这样的一种奴隶的这种辖制。
So you notice now he's talking about the activity of demonic spirit, the activity of the Holy Spirit.
所以你可以清楚看到这个地方就是拿着魔鬼邪灵的工作以及圣灵的工作。
Demonic spirits bring bondage.
这一个邪灵的工作带来辖制。
The Holy Spirit brings freedom.
但是圣灵带来的是自由。
Wherever we let the Holy Spirit be Lord or rule our life, there is freedom.
我们生命里头不管哪一个领域愿意完全降服于圣灵的带领就会享有自由。
So when we come to Christ,
所以当我们来到基督里
We are delivered into the household of our Father.
那我们就被带进到我们这个父神的家。
We can come to Father freely.
那我们自由地来到神的面前。
We have access to Him all the time.
我们可以随时随地到神的面前。
But our mind, our thinking, and many parts of our heart remain in bondage to old ways.
但是可惜的是，我们的心思意念，还有我们心中很多的部分，都还是留在过去。
And so many Christians,
所以很多基督徒
even though they've been positioned in a new family with a new father, with all provision and protection provided for them,
虽然他们的地位是已经被放到神的家中，然后成为神的儿女。得到神所有一切的保护和供应。
They still live the majority of their life as though they were still in slavery to a spirit of fear.
但是他们整个的生活方式和形态，你可以看得出来，他们是一直活在以前的那种恐惧。
So we find so many Christians, so many believers struggling with fear, struggling with anxiety, living just like the people around them who don't know Christ.
你可以看得到很多的基督徒，他们整个生活出来的样子。就会让你觉得他们的生命里面是没有基督的存在，而是充满恐惧。
Somehow the life is in bondage still to that spirit of fear.
所以就是他们的生命仍然活在那样的一种辖制跟恐惧里。
So one of God's provision for His people.
那神对他的百姓所供应的一个部分
is deliverance from evil spirits.
就是要救赎我们脱离这种邪灵
and healing of the broken heart.
要医治破碎的心。
Jesus announced when he announced his ministry.
这个耶稣当他来介绍他的事工。
In Luke 4:18.
这是在路加福音四章十八节。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
他说神的灵在我身上。
He has anointed me for ministry.
他已经膏了我。
So God's Spirit enters our life.
所以神的灵来到我们生命里。
To transform us and conform us to be sons of God.
是要转变我们，让我们能够成有这个神儿女的样式。
It's a lifelong change.
那这是一辈子的一个功课。
God's Spirit comes upon us to empower us.To serve people.
那同时神的灵也会来到我们的身上给我们的能力去服侍人。
Jesus said, I'm anointed.
所以耶稣他说我受了恩膏。
To preach the gospel to the poor.
能够去把福音传给穷人。
That's to invite people into relationship with God as Father.
这个意思指的也是要邀请人能够来恢复跟父神的关系。
But there's more than that.
但不止这样。
He said to heal the brokenhearted,
同时还要医好伤心的人
and to set the captives free,
要释放被掳的
and to open the eyes of the blind,
要能够这个让瞎眼的看见
So God recognizes,
所以神他知道
that even though we've made our first step to come into his family,
虽然我们做了踩跨了第一步要这个进到神的家中
that often we need healing,
可是很多时候我们还需要医治
because our heart has been broken,
因为我们的心已经破碎受伤
and often we need deliverance,
而且我们常需要救赎
because spirits hold the broken parts of our lives still in bondage.
是因为那些一直在辖制我们的灵仍然在掌控我们。
So even though we're become a new child of God, a new creation,
所以虽然我们已经成为神的儿女，是新造的人
we need God to bring healing and deliverance to us.
我们仍然需要神来医治我们的心。
So what empowers the orphan mentality or the orphan heart? What keeps this functioning?So we live in fear.
那是什么样的东西让这个孤儿的灵、孤儿的心态一直持续不断的在影响我们呢
？Let me give you several things that keep an orphan mindset and orphan heart empowered to live that way.
我来讲几个例子，让你能够看到是什么样的东西一直让这种孤儿的心态不断的在影响我们。
Struggling with anxiety and fear and worries and depression.
而且这样的东西就让我们一直持续活在那种焦虑、忧虑、烦恼的这个恐惧当中。
Instead of walking in peace and rest and joy and the provision of our Father.
而没有办法造一个神儿女该有的那样的生命，是活在平安、喜乐、享有所有的供应和安全的当中。
I mean, just think for a moment now.
你现在来想一想。
If you had someone with you.
如果现在你身边有一个人。
The wealthiest person in the world.
他是全世界最富有的人。
Most powerful person in the world.
最有权力的人。
And they're looking out for you, they're looking after you.
他们是一直都在你旁边在保护你照顾你。
So no matter where you go,
你不管到哪里
whatever you do,
你不管做什么
they're there to provide for you, to help you, to protect you.
就会供应你帮助你然后保护你。
How would that affect the way you lived your life?
那你想想如果是这样的话你会怎么生活
You would live it very peacefully, very restfully.
你一定会一直都活在安息里。
A lot of joy in your life.
而且有很多喜乐。
Because you enjoy the provision of someone.
因为你知道有一个人会一直供应你。
Okay, then now let's have a look at some of the reasons that the orphan mentality stays empowered.
所以我们现在就来探讨这一个让孤儿的这个灵和心态一直有作用的东西。
Number one, a broken heart.
第一个是伤心。
In Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Guard your heart carefully, for out of your heart flow the limitations or borders or boundaries of your life."
这一个在箴言的第四章里头，他就讲到说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
A broken heart means sorrow that's never been resolved, grief, pain.
所谓的心碎就是他里面一个人他曾经受了伤然后他就里面一直有一种忧伤哀愁啊，一直有痛苦
It's a heart that carries bitterness, disappointments
是一个里面有苦毒失望的心
Where do these come from?
那这是从哪来的
Well, there are many places they can come from
但有很多的源头
But a very important place is from our parents
那最重要的一个源头就是来自父母。
There are many people carry a deep hurt concerning their father, a deep wound concerning their father.
很多人是因从父亲那边受了很深的伤。
Fathers are called by God, and their purpose is to represent what he is like as a father.
神给父亲这个角色的一个呼召就是要让父亲能够在地上代表神。
Fathers are called to bring blessing to their sons and daughters.
所以父亲这个角色有个呼召就是要为儿女带来祝福。
They're called to provide for them, protect them, speak into their lives.
要为他们的儿女来供应然后要对他们的生命来说话要保护他们。
You see the perfect example of this.
所以一个最完美的榜样。
At Jesus' baptism in Luke chapter 3 verse 21.
就是这个主耶稣在路加福音三章二十一节，他受浸的时候
said, ，As Jesus prayed，
他就讲到说耶稣祷告
The heavens were opened to him.
他一祷告完天就开了
He heard the voice of his father saying,
他就听到父神对他说
You are my son.
你是我的爱子
You belong to me.
你属于我的
I love you deeply.
我非常爱你
I take pleasure in you.
我非常喜悦你
And God's spirit came upon him.
然后说完神的灵就来到他身上
Giving him access to everything he needed for life.
就换句话说就是供应他在生命当中所需要的一切
So we see so many blessings poured out on Jesus.
所以我们就看到在耶稣身上有很多的祝福
Constant access to his father.
他总是不断能够到神的面前
Identity of sense of belonging.
他有身份然后他有归属感
So many things. Provision for every need.
他不管有什么需要父神都供应
But many fathers don't do these things.
但是我们知道很多的父亲没有做到这些事
Fathers can fail and hurt their children deeply.
他们就是让儿女失望而且还深深地伤害他们儿女
Even with the best intentions.
甚至在这个父亲是很努力的状况之下仍然会伤害
Fathers can still fail and hurt their children, their sons and daughters.
就算父亲们很努力他们仍然会不小心伤害他们的儿女
When a father is passive,
如果一个父亲是很消极
Silent,
他是沉默的
Never speaks and says words of love and affirmation
然后从来不对他的儿女说出一些肯定和关爱的话
When he doesn't connect with them properly
或者没有很恰当的跟他们有一个连结关系
If the father's angry, the children live in fear
或者一个父亲常常生气让儿女很害怕
If the father's abusive or controlling, they live in fear and great rejection
或者是这个父亲是有暴力倾向有凌虐等等有恐惧
The father abandons the family The children feel abandoned and betrayed
或者是遗弃家人让这个孩子就受到遗弃
The father's an alcoholic or an addict of some kind
或者是这个酗酒吸毒等等
Instead of peace in the family There's great turmoil and unrest And the children's hearts are deeply hurt
所以这个家中就没有任何的一种平安然后他们是充满了不和谐
This affects our ability to connect with God as Father
那这个就会来影响我们跟天父之间的连接
So there'll be many of you out there
所以你们有很多人
When it comes to talking about God as being a Father
只要一讲到说神是你的天父
When you hear the word Father
你一听到父亲
You don't think loving and tender and kind
你想到的不是是温柔良善
Painful memories and feelings come connected to your Father These hinder you coming to deep intimacy with God as your loving Father.
这就会影响你没有办法好好的到神的面前看他是你的父亲。
These wounds need to be resolved.
所以这个部分一定要被解决。
A second source of wounds in the heart is the mother, your mother, relationship with your mother.
那心里这个心里面造成心碎的第二个原因是母亲的角色。
God's purpose for a mother is to be the first place of bonding and security in your life.
神他希望透过母亲的角色第一个要能够彰显出的就是一种这样的一个亲密的这种关系这样的一种爱抚的关系
The first person you feel a bonding, a connection, a nurturing love is your mother.
一个人一出生下来第一个感受到的那种亲密感还有那样的一个抚育喂养就是从母亲来
So nurture and comfort and touch are so important from a mother towards a child
所以从母亲对孩子所表现出来的这样的一种拥抱这样的一种亲密还有抚育是非常重要的
In Isaiah 63 and verse 13 this is what God says
在以赛亚书的第六十三章
As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you.
就如同母亲安慰她的儿女神说我也必要来安慰你
How does a mother comfort a child?
一个母亲怎么安慰她的孩子
Takes the child in her arms.
就是把他们抱在怀里
Touches the child.
来这个抚触她的孩子对他们温柔的说话
Looks in the eyes,
然后看着他们的眼睛
Notice it's a connectedness.
所以就有那样的一种好像这样的一种连结
God has called mothers to express the part of him that attaches and bonds and nurtures people.
所以这个神他建立这个母亲的角色就是要能够彰显出神他这一部分的属性
So God uses the mother and the father to prepare a child for life.
所以神他在地上建立父母两个角色就是要来预备儿女能够照这样的方式生活
The father to produce identity and encouragement and strength to face life
所以这个父亲他要做的就是建造儿女的这样的一个身份给他们力量安慰
The mother to impart comfort and nurture and bonding
然后就是要透过母亲来给儿女所有需要的这样的一个抚育喂养。
First experience in learning to trust comes on the mother's breast.
所以我们这个孩每一个人他第一个经历到的就是从母亲。
So if a mother fails,
所以当一个母亲她没有做到
if she is broken-hearted or has been damaged herself,
她有可能她自己本身就是这个很破碎的人。
She can cause immense damage to a child.
那这个母亲就可能很深的伤害她的儿女。
The child senses in the mother's womb whether it's wanted or not.
所以这一个父这个儿女们他就会去想说这个母亲到底爱不爱我
The child senses whether the mother is emotionally connected or not.
而且他也可以感受是小孩子从小他就可以感受到母亲跟他在情感上有没有连接
The child senses when they're welcome in the mother's world or whether the mother is angry.
而且他也能够很直接清楚地感受到这个母亲到底喜不喜欢他还是对他生气
So mothers can hurt their child very deeply.
所以母亲她很有可能很深的来伤害孩子
Either unintentionally,
而且是在他不经意的时候
Maybe they were separated from their child,
也可能说他们一开始就是分开的
Or the child was separated from them,
就是母亲跟孩子被迫要分开
Or it can be if they're very critical,
或者是母亲可能对孩子很严厉
They're very angry,
很常常生气
If they fail to care and nurture the child,
或者没有好好的来照顾孩子
Constantly pass the child on to someone else,
那总是把孩子交给别人托管
Or if they abandon the child,
或者是遗弃孩子
Or if they're emotionally abusive,
或者在情感上面虐待孩子
Very critical and scolding,
对孩子非常严厉常常这个骂他们
Some mothers take out the anger against their husband on a son,
那有一些母亲甚至是因为对她的丈夫的一个怨恨就发泄在儿子身上
disappointment that the daughter was not a son.
那或者是就发泄在女儿身上说你为什么不是一个儿子
So children experiencing these things feel deeply wounded.
所以一旦有这种经历的孩子他们就受了很深的伤
When we are wounded by a father or a mother,
我们一旦从父亲或母亲那边受伤
It affects our ability to trust and enter intimacy with God as a father.
就会影响我们没有办法好好信靠神相信他是我们的父亲
And we need to resolve these heart issues.
对必须解决这些内心的问题
So we can be free.
才能得自由
There are other authorities figures come into our life as well.
我们生命里头也有其他权柄的角色。
They may be natural authorities.
有些是这种很自然存在的。
School teachers.
比方说学校老师。
People of the law or justice and bosses.
或者是在法律上面的一些人，或者是工作上面的老板。
That can even be spiritual authorities.
那也可能会有属灵的权柄。
All of these are called in some way to represent God properly to us.
所有这些权柄，他们起初的神的心意都是要。他们能够
act unjustly,
要恰当地表现出神的这个角色
or if they act abusively,
但是如果他们是虐待暴力
our heart can be deeply impacted,
都会影响我们的心
and we distrust all authority,
最后就让我们不相信任何权柄
and we struggle to relate to God as a loving father.
所以我们就很难来相信他是这神是我们的父亲
The Bible uses two words to describe our relationship with God.
在圣经里头用两个字来形容我们跟神的关系
The word Abba, Daddy, an intimate, close term.
第一个字就是阿爸，代表很亲密的关系
Like a child loving his father and just jumping into his arms.
代表的是这个孩子毫无顾忌的就奔向这个父亲的怀抱
It uses another word, pater, meaning someone to reverence and respect.
那第二个字是 pater, 这个是在希腊文里头讲到的是一种尊荣敬重
So those are the two terms used to address God.
所以在圣经里头用这两个字来形容神
Intimately, Daddy, I love you, thank you for looking after me.
第一个是非常亲密的关系，阿爸，我敬重你。
Father, I honor you and respect you.
然后第二个是的，父亲，我尊荣你。
Yield your plan for my life.
我要完全降服于你对我生命的计划。
So if our heart has been damaged,
所以当我们的心是受伤
by a father,
被我们的父亲伤害
by a mother,
或被母亲伤害
which are the first authority figures in our life,
那这是每一个人在地上的第一个权柄。
It deeply impacts our capacity to relate with God as our father.
就会深深的影响我们跟这位神之间连结的方式。
If we're being damaged by natural authorities,
那第二个是我们受到这些自然的权柄的伤害
humiliated by teachers or authorities of various kinds,
就是不管是老师或其他的权柄来羞辱我们
if we're being treated unjustly or abused by spiritual authorities, church leaders,
或者是在属灵的权柄，比方说教会的牧师这些人，他们来羞辱了我们，伤害我们
the pain can deeply affect our ability to trust authority.
那这种伤也会很深的来影响我们 来去相信任何的权柄。
And so although God may be our father,
所以即便我们知道说这一个神是我们的父亲，
we resist coming to him,
我们就会抵挡不想要靠近他。
We resist in our heart trusting him,
我们也不想让我们的心来信靠他。
We keep him at a distance,
就一直让他跟他保持一个距离。
And we continue to run our life like a spiritual orphan.
所以在属灵上面就继续的过一个孤儿样子的生活。
And this is the condition of many, many Christians.
所以这是很多基督徒的生活。
They've been welcomed into the family of God.
他们虽然已经进入到神的家。
God considers them to be beloved children.
神也非常喜悦他们。
God wants to provide every good thing for us.
神也想要为他们供应所有一切的好的东西。
But because of wounds in the heart.
但是因为他们里面的伤。
With natural father, natural mother.
不管是从父母亲来的。
With natural leader.
或者是从领袖来的
people in authority,
权柄来的
or with church leaders,
或者是教会权柄
in the situation with church leaders,
那如果是教会的这个领袖
the pain is even more serious,
那种伤害通常会更严重
because they're supposed to represent God,
因为教会的牧者应该是要代表神
yet they've damaged our heart and our ability to trust them,
结果这些人来影响我们没有办法信靠神
God wants to heal our heart of this damage,
所以神他来修复这一切
So we can fully enjoy him.
让我们能够完全享受神。
Come back, we're going to continue this study in a few minutes.
休息一会，我们会再回来继续来讲。
Welcome back to Good TV and to our session today, which is on overcoming the roots of the orphan spirit.
欢迎回来继续收看我们今天这一堂，我们要分享的是如何胜过孤儿的灵。
The Bible tells us in Romans 8:15, God has not given us the spirit of bondage to fear, but the spirit of sonship, a spirit that places us into sonship, and we can cry, Daddy, Father.
这个在罗马书第八章十五节，神很清楚地告诉我们说，一旦我们接受了这位神是我们的父亲，我们就不再是奴仆，不会再受辖制，没有恐惧，我们乃是得到了这个儿女的身份。
God is a loving Father. He is totally for us.
神是充满慈爱的父亲，他是要帮助我们的。
Look what it tells us in Romans 8:32.
在罗马书第八章三十二节。
The Father who did not spare his only Son, but delivered him up on the cross for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
God wants to freely provide what we need.To succeed and overcome in life.
所以这边就告诉我们，神他愿意白白的供应我们在地上生活所需要的一切。
So by faith in Christ, we are brought into the family of God.
所以借由我们相信耶稣基督，我们进入神的家。
The Spirit of God comes within us.
神的灵来到我们里面。
But we still live our life out of many old ways of thinking, old patterns which were shaped with an orphan mentality.
但是我们的生活方式还有很多部分一直按照我们过去那样的一个孤儿的心态受辖制，然后来生活。
I'm on my own. I have to provide for myself. I have to protect myself. All of these things drive us with fear and anxiety.
总是不自觉的就开始一直都会去想到说，我都是要靠我自己，我要靠我自己来养活等等，然后就充满了恐惧害怕。
And there are reasons we are affected by those thoughts.
其实会有这种想法是有原因的。
They have become patterns of thinking in our life.
而且这就已经造成了我们整个思想模式。
Here are some of the sources of them.
我们来举几个例子。
We looked at a couple of these.
我们之前有讲到了几个根源。
Number one.
第一个根源。
The broken heart.
就是这个破碎的心。
Caused by a wounding by a father relationship.
他第一个有可能是从父亲或母亲受的伤害。
Where our father intentionally or unintentionally has caused deep hurt, deep pain to us.
不管是父亲他有意或者是无意的这种伤害。
And we struggle to trust God.
就会让我们很难信靠神。
Can be deep hurt or pain caused by a mother.
那有可能是从母亲受的伤。
Maybe intentionally, maybe unintentionally.
也可能是他母亲有意或无意的伤。
But it's affected our ability to bond and to trust, and we get addicted to all the wrong kind of things.
都会影响。我们无法好好的相信人或神，然后就开始从外面来找慰藉。
Can be relationships with authority figures.
那也可能是在地上一些权柄对我们
影响。Where we were hurt by teachers or people in authority, work or law.
可能从师长或者是主管等等这些长官给我们的伤害。
Or where we were treated unjustly in church by some leaders.
或者是在教会的一些的属灵领袖对我们有一些不公平的待遇。
Whether it's real or perceived to be real, the pain is real.
不管是真实有这样的伤害发生，是我们或者是我们感觉有这样的伤害，但是那个感觉都是真实的。
These things need to be resolved.
这些都需要解决。
We must choose to resolve them so we can connect with God as a loving Father.
而且是我们自己定义选择要解决，我们才能够来改变我们跟神的关系。
Another reason that people struggle to relate to God as a Father.
另外一个影响人来跟神的跟神之间的关系。
It's because of harboring bitter judgments.
就是我们的内心一直有苦毒和批评论断。
Bitterness begins like a seed.
那苦毒它就会像是一颗种子。
We get hurt and offended.
那我比方说我们受伤，然后被人冒犯得罪。
We become angry and resentful.
然后就开始就怀恨在心。
And then bitterness forms in our heart.
这个时候就会有苦毒。
And sometimes bitter judgments are formed.
那有的时候也会有一种苦毒的论断出现。
We refuse to forgive and we form judgments.
比方说我们拒绝饶恕人，那就会有苦毒。
Men will treat you like this, women will treat you like that.
我们可能会去想，男人就会这样对待我，女人会这样子对我。
If you have those things in your heart,
如果你内心有这种想法，
they will affect your relationship with God.
那一定会破坏你和神的关系。
They distort how you see life.
而且会扭曲你看人生的所有的眼光。
Bring cycles of defeat to you.
那就会让你的人生不断活在失败里。
If you've made judgments,
如果你做出一些论断
against the father, against mother, against authorities,
不管是对父母亲或者是权柄
we need to repent and break those agreements.
你都必须要悔改。
Some types people make inward vows.
那有一些人是有内在誓言。
They vow, I'll never let myself be hurt again.
那种誓言是说我再也不要让自己受伤了。
When you do that, you build a wall in your heart.
你一旦这么说，你就筑了墙。
In trying to save yourself,
想要靠自己。
You block yourself from receiving love from God.
你就把自己完全挡住了，没有办法接受神的爱。
People make vows like this.
很多人他们会这样讲。
I'll never be like my father.
我绝对不要像我父亲。
I'll never be like my mother.
我绝对不要像我妈妈。
I'll never marry anyone like my father.
我也绝对不要嫁给一个像我父亲那
样的人。I'll never marry anyone like my mother.
我绝对不要娶一个像我妈妈那种女人。
I'll never show my emotions.
或者我不要轻易显露我的感情。
I'll never trust anyone.
我绝对不要轻易相信人。
When you do that, you're locking your heart up.
一旦你有这种想法，你就把你的心封闭起来，你也没有办法有亲密关系。
And instead of being able to experience God's loving presence, you're shut out from it.
所以你没有办法来去经历到神所有的慈爱，你完全是隔绝的。
We need to repent of all of that.
我们必须为所有这样的心态都要悔改。
Another reason people experience blockage.
那另外一种就是另外一种隔绝。
It's because of a victim mindset.
那种阻挡就是有一种被害者心态。
Victim mindset is.I've been treated badly. It's not my fault.
被害者心态就是说，都不是我的错，是别人的错。
Person is a victim when they experience a painful experience. They had no power. It was a frightening or a painful experience.
那通常这种人是因为他们曾经有一些的遭遇，是他们无力去抵挡，无力保护自己。
Maybe they were neglected.
比方说，可能被忽略了。
Maybe you were ignored.
或者是被轻忽了。
Maybe you were left to suffer.
或者就是受苦了。
You've suffered some injustice.
受到一些不公不义的待遇。
And now you've harbored it in your heart.
所以现在你内心。
And felt, and believed you're powerless to do anything about it.
就开始一直相信自己是无力去抵挡。
So a victim is a person who's been hurt by something in life.
所以这种受害者心态的人是因为过去有一些的遭遇受伤。
And believe they have no power to do anything about this.
就开始会告诉自己我是一个这个手无缚鸡之力的人。
So when people have a victim mindset,
这样的人一直都是有受害者心态。
They're always blaming someone for why life is going badly.
所以每一次有出现问题，总是去怪别人。
They refuse to take responsibility.
而且不愿意为自己承担责任。
You can never grow to maturity as a child of God.
这样的一种儿女没有办法成熟长大。
Unless you take responsibility for your life.
除非你愿意为自己开始挑起责任。
When people have a victim mindset,
一个有受害者心态的人
they're wanting someone else always to come and help them.
总是要别人来帮助他们。
Someone else to pray for them.
要别人为他们祷告。
Someone else to do this for them.
要别人来帮助他们。
Rather than taking responsibility,
而不是自己担起责任。
To grow up,
然后去长大。
Resolve the pain and hurt,
自己来去面对解决他的痛苦伤害。
Stand as a son or daughter of the living God,
然后知道我是真神的儿女。
And access what God has provided for them.
然后就不断的去得到这个神所为他们预备的一切。
Remember, God is a loving Father.
记得神充满慈爱。
Who provides for every need of our life.
供应我们生命所需要一切。
Every good gift comes from the Father above.
所有一切美善的赏赐都是从上头来的。
And we just read, if God would give His Son for us to die on the cross, He won't hold anything back from us.
刚才我们读到的经文就想说，神既然爱我们，都不啊、不爱惜他自己的儿子，他其他的东西也会给我们。
So when people have a victim mindset,
所以一个有受害者心态的人
，their identity is in the pain and injustice they've suffered.
他们对自己一个认定的身份，就是一直放在那种是受不公不义待遇。
This is who I am. I'm a victim.
他就说我就是一个被害者。
No, you're not.
你不是。
You have the power of choice.
你有能力来选择。
God has positioned you as a son.
神已经把你放在儿女的地位。
Positioned you as a daughter.
他把你放在儿女的地位。
Choose to believe that.
所以你要选择相信。
And take responsibility for changes you need to make.
然后为了你该做出的一些的选择要担起责任。
When people take the mindset of a victim,
一个有这个受害者心态的人
they usually indulge self-pity.
他们就很容易一天到晚自怜自爱。
No one loves me.
没有人爱我。
No one cares for me.
没人关心我。
Oh, self-pity is a terrible thing.
哇，这个自怜自爱是太可怕了。
It's a demonic spirit that
attacks people. 它是一种邪灵，它就会开始要黏在这种人身
上。People feel sorry for themselves.
很多人就会觉得啊，我自己好可怜。
When self-pity is around your life,
如果你生命有这种自怜自爱
you look sad and you manipulate everyone to help you.
你一天到晚看起来就很可悲，然后就是希望就要操控别人来帮助你。
When self-pity is on your life, you're always needy.
啊、你如果有自怜自爱，你就会发现总是充满需要，
something from someone.
总是想要从别人那边得到一些东西。
You wear people out like that.
你就会让身边人都很痛苦。
So when people have got self-pity,
所以有自怜的问题。
They always want to tell everyone their problems.
一天到晚，这种人总是看到人就想要诉苦。
There's no joy or life.
你就会发现这种人他里面没有喜乐。
Because the focus is on themselves and their sorrow.
因为他们一直都在看自己还有自己的悲伤。
Rather than the focus on Father and His plan and provision.
他们没有去看到父亲和父亲的供应。
So they're looking at the past and how bad it was.
他们总是回头看过去多糟糕。
Rather than looking at the future and how great it is.
没有去看到未来充满了美好应许。
So we see personal wounds.
所以我们看到个人的伤。
Caused by a relationship with a father or mother.
透过父母造成的。
With authority figures.
或者是权柄。
With spiritual authorities.
或者是属灵权柄。
We saw bitterness.
啊，然后有还有。这个苦读
making judgments and holding unforgiveness in our heart.
然后开始内心就有一些的论断和这个苦读。
We saw inward vows.
那里面有内在誓言。
Promising that we will just save ourselves.
告诉自己要就是能只能靠自己。
Developing a victim mindset.
另外一种就是受害者心态。
So our identity is a poor person who's always suffering.
所以我们的身份，自我的身份，就是说我很可怜。
Self-pity.
要自怜自爱。
All of these things stop us living as a son and a daughter.
所有这些东西都会拦阻我们活出神儿女的身份。
Now all of these things lead to us agreeing with demons.
所有这些东西都会带领我们开始去认同魔鬼的谎言。
If you agree with an evil spirit, it will be empowered to torment you.
你一旦认同了邪灵的谎言，你就开始接受他的折磨。
And it happens so easily, we don't even recognize it. It just becomes a habit.
而且它很容易就发生，所以让我们就开始认为这就是一种习惯。
We agree with a spirit of rejection.
比方说，我们就认同了这个拒绝的灵。
We echo what it says.
我们总会认同这个拒绝的灵所说的话。
No one really wants me. No one accepts me here.
比方说，没有人需要我，没有人爱我。
Self-rejection.
还有这个自我的拒绝。
Oh, I hate myself.
啊，我真讨厌我。
Wish I was someone else.
真希望我是像别人一样。
Only I was like her.
啊，我如果能够像他那样多好。
See? The fear of rejection.
所以或者是害怕被拒绝。
What if people don't accept me?
啊，万一没有人接纳我。
What if something goes wrong?
万一有事情出错了。
Abandonment.
还有这个被遗弃。
I'm on my own.
啊，我是靠自己。
No one ever sticks with me.
绝对不会有人出头帮我。
All of these are demonic lies.
这些都是邪灵的谎言。
You listen to the lie and agree with it.
你会听到了，然后马上认同。
Then a demonic spirit empowers fear in your life.
那这个时候，邪灵就会把恐惧放在你里面。
Self-pity.
好，自怜。
That's a spirit too.
那也是一个邪灵。
When Jesus was in talking with Peter,
当耶稣跟彼得说话
，In Matthew chapter 16, Peter says, "Oh, be sorry for yourself, Lord."
啊，这个马太福音的第十六章，他就想说
said,
主啊
，Get behind me, Satan.
他说主啊，你绝对不可以。那主耶稣马上说
you don't、like、
推到我后面去。
The things of God, you choose the things of men.
他说你所关心的不是神的事，而是人的事。
Self-pity is the tormenting spirit.
所以自怜的灵是折磨的灵。
Poor me, I'm treated so badly.
啊，我好可怜啊，都没有人好好待。
It's not fair.
真是不公平。
Life is unfair.
生这个人生真是不公平。
That's a demon. If you agree with that, you're in bondage to fear.
那是个邪灵，你一旦认同了，你就活在辖制里。
Victim mindset.
还有受害者心态。
I'm powerless. I can't.
啊，我没有任何能力，我没有办法。
See? unbelief. God won't answer my prayers.
然后这个不信的灵就说、so、啊，神绝对不会听我的祷告。
There can be a number of things.
所以你就可以看到有很多这种东西。
Spiritual and emotional influences.
这个是属灵跟情感都完全的互相影响。
That block us living out our sonship.
然后最后就阻挡我们没有办法活出神儿女的身份。
We need to resolve these things.
这一些都要解决。
How can I overcome that orphan heart, that orphan mindset?
我要怎么样的来胜过这种这个孤儿的心态和孤儿的灵？
What can I do to break free of the bondages I've carried?
我到底要怎么做才能够断开所有这些辖制？
How can I come into liberty as a child of God?
我要怎么做才能够完全进入自由的进入这个神儿女的身份？
The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18.
这个在哥林多后书三章十八节讲到。
Wherever the Spirit is Lord,There is liberty.
神的灵在哪里，那里就有自由。
We must learn how to surrender to the Holy Spirit.
我们一定要学会不断的要将自己交给圣灵。
Put him in charge of our thoughts and our emotions and our actions and choices.
不断的让这个圣灵来掌管我们所有的心思意念和言行举止。
So let me give you a few practical things you can do to break free of that orphan spirit.
所以我来举几个很实际可行的步骤，帮助你断开这个孤儿的灵和心态。
The first step always is to acknowledge this is a problem for me.
那第一个就是说，你一定要先能够认出来这是我的问题。
These are habits formed in my life to think and act this way.
你要认出这是我的一个习惯，我的思想模式。
The first step is to take ownership of the problem, recognize it, and take responsibility.
所以第一步就是你要先能够认出这确实是我的问题，然后为这个问题担起责任。
Then we need to resolve the issues that are involved.
然后接下来就要决心解决这些问题。
So the first area to address would be your relationship with your father and mother.
所以第一个要解决要去认出来是你跟你的父母的关系。
Has your father hurt you?
你的父亲有没有伤过你？
Has your father wounded you?
你的父亲有没有伤害过你？
What happened?
那发生什么事？
How has it affected you?
那对你产生什么影响？
Are you willing to forgive?
你愿不愿意饶恕？
What about your mother? Has she hurt you in some way?
再来就要看你的母亲她怎么样伤害你。
What did she do?
他到底怎么伤害你？
Was it something she failed to do?
或者是他有没有？他是不是没有做到？
When you are with your father and mother,
所以当你来面对你的父母亲，
is there a tension?
你一旦面对到他们，是不是很紧张？或是不是很害怕？
These are indications something's wrong.
所以一旦你能看到有这种问题，就知道你出错。
Ask the Holy Spirit, He'll show you.
你就要来求问圣灵，他会光照你。
And so wherever you need to,
所以不管你哪个地方需要，
release forgiveness to your father,
就一定要来饶恕你父亲。
Release forgiveness to your mother,
饶恕你母亲。
Sometimes it helps to write it out.
有的时候把它写下来会有帮助。
Not to send to them,
不是写给他们。
But to just put out in the open what you're feeling and what you're experiencing.
而是让你自己能够很清楚地看到到底发生过什么事。
Write out all the good things first and say thank you.
好，你可以先写下他们的 好的部分，然后说谢谢。
Write out where you've suffered, what has hurt you, how you've been affected.
再来写下他们伤害过你的地方，对你产生的影响。然后你就开始去。
And release it to the Father.
你会感受到那个痛，但是你就把那个交给父神。
I forgive him, I release him.
就跟神讲说，是的，我愿意饶恕我的父亲，我愿意放手。
I made against him.
我也要废除所有我对他发出的论断。
If I made any other vow, never to be like him, I repent of it and break it now.
而且就要承认，我如果曾经发出有任何的内在誓言，说绝对不要像我的父亲。
What about your relationship
with your mother? 我现在都要废除。
What about your relationship with your mother?
然后再来检视你跟母亲的关系。
Maybe you need to do the same thing.
就也照这样的方式来做。
And then bring what you've got, bring it out to the open.
然后就把它整个写下来，摊开来。
Father, this is what I'm suffering from.
你说，天父，这就是我的问题。
Father, I forgive my mother.
现在我要饶恕我母亲。
I forgive her.
我要饶恕她。
I bless her.
我要祝福她。
I thank you for her.
我为她感谢你。
Now, Father, forgive me.
现在，天父，求你赦免我。
For holding these things in my heart.
一直都怀恨在心。
I renounce and cancel all judgments against my mother and women.
我现在要废除所有因着我母亲所发出来的一切内在誓言。所有一切内在誓言都废除。
Lord, deliver me and set me free.
现在主求你来拯救我，释放我。
Is there a need to forgive your parents?
所以你要去检视需不需要来饶恕
你的父母。They're the first authorities in your life.
因为他们是你人生第一个权柄。
Release forgiveness.
所以你要先这个饶恕。
Start to bless them.
开始祝福。
Do you need to be reconciled?
你需不需要跟他们和好呢？
Is there something you need to put right?
你是不是需要有一些是你自己需要修正的部分
You've done things that dishonored your father, hurt him.
比方说你是不是要来尊荣你的父母
Done things to dishonor your mother and hurt her.
你可能做了一些事情伤害你的父母
Maybe the Holy Spirit will tell you, you put your part right.
所以圣灵也可能会光照你要你自己先改变你自己的态度
Maybe 90% they did wrong and only 10%
可能是他们有90%的错，你是10%
that you're wrong, you need to resolve.
那你的10%你也必须解决。
Do it really simply.
所以很简单。
Forgive and let go all the anger and resentment.
你就先饶恕，然后就是放手，就是不要再抓着所有的怀疑。
Don't go to try and make them do anything.
那也不要去好像去要求父母为你做什么。
Say something simple like this.
你就很简单的说。
Dad, God has been speaking to my heart.
你可以跟你爸爸讲说，爸爸。这个神一直在光照我
He showed me.
他光照我，让我看到。
I have dishonored you.
我过去没有尊荣你。
I hurt you by some things that I did or didn't do.
我透过我一些的行为，然后伤了你。
Please forgive me.
爸爸，求你原谅我。
Keep it really simple like that.
就用很这种很简单的方式。
No big explanations.
不要去解释太多。
God is touching my life.
你就告诉他说，神触摸我的生命。
This is what I did. Please forgive me.
我过去做了这些事，冒犯你，求你原谅我。
You might be amazed what happens when you do that.
你一定会很惊讶他所带出来的结果。
It's just you are removing the blocks and obstacles to walking with Heavenly Father.
你其实这么做就是拿掉你跟天父之间关系的一切拦阻。
Because there's a promise in the Bible,
因为圣经有一个有一些应许
Ephesians 6:2
这是以弗所书6:2节
Honor your natural father
他说你要尊荣你在地上的父母
Honor your natural mother
尊荣你地上的父母
Here's the promise of blessing Life may go well for you
这个应许就讲到说你在地上就足享长寿
Perhaps there's a natural authority
那有可能是这个一些的权柄
Maybe it's a boss
比方说是师长
Maybe it's a teacher
是师长
Maybe it's a spiritual authority, a church leader.
或者是教会的属灵领袖
And as you think about how you were hurt by them,
你就去想到他们怎么的伤害你
You realize you did things that hurt them.
那你可能也会发现原来自己也伤害了他们
So resolve your part.
所以你一定要解决你自己的部
分 Father, I come before you right now.
你说父神我现在来到你面前
I forgive them, I release them from all the hurt.
我要饶恕他们我要释放他们不再怀恨在心。
Lord, forgive me for harboring anger and bitterness in my heart.
所以天父也求你赦免我，我一直怀恨在心。
And if the Holy Spirit speaks to you to go to them,
那如果圣灵也光照你，要你去找他们
，apologize for the little bit you did wrong that hurt them.
就为你自己所犯的错来向他们来道歉。
Sometimes it's not always possible to reconcile with people.
那有的时候你会发现不太可能有这种和好的机会。
But you can at least put your part right with God.
可是至少你在面对。神的时候可以先解决你的部分。
Are there any judgments you've made?
你是不是有论断
Just renounce them.
那你就废除这些论断。
Are there any vows you've made?
你有没有一些内在誓言
Why don't you renounce those?
废除那些誓言。
We want our heart to be free.
我们要先让自己的心完全自由。
So we can enjoy intimacy with God.
才有办法享受跟天父之间亲密的关系。
So we saw that to break free of the orphan spirit.
所以我们就看到就是要断开这些孤儿的灵。
The first phase.
所以第一个部分。
Is to come to Christ.
就是先来到耶稣基督。
When we come and receive Christ as our Savior.
当我们接受耶稣基督为我们的救主。
God's spirit enters our heart.
神的灵就会来到我们生命。
And bears witness with our spirit.
那就会与我们的心同证。
I'm a child of God.
我是神的儿女。
I'm not what I own.
我再也不是属于我自己的。
I'm not my position.
我也不是过去那个身份了。
I am not what I do.
我也不是靠着我过去的行为。
I am not what people think.
我也不是人们所讲的那个人。
I'm a child of God.
我现在就是神的儿女。
I belong to my Father.
我属于我的天父。
I belong to Him.
我属于我的天父。
I am always loved.
我一直都被爱。
I am always valued.
我一直都有价值。
Everything I have need of.
我所有需要的一切。
He will provide for me.
天父都会供应。
Step two.
第二步。
Are there issues I need to resolve in my heart?
认出我心里面有没有一些要解决的问题。
Issues with my father.
比方说跟着我的父。
Issues with my mother.
和我父亲和我母亲。
The first natural authorities in my life.
还有在这地上的一切的权柄。
Do I need to put things right?
我面对这些权柄有没有需要解决的部分？要饶恕的。
Start to honor them.
然后要尊荣。
Do I need to go and get reconciliation?
需不需要去主动的跟他们和好
？What about other authorities in my life?
好，其他的一些权柄
，teachers or
老师
，other people in authority, a leader, a boss,
长官或者是主管。
What about someone in the church?
或者是教会的领袖
I've been resistant and rebellious.
有我们，我对他们有没有一些的抵挡、悖逆
I need to repent and forgive them.
那我需要悔改，然后需要来饶恕他们
For not meeting my expectations, for hurting me.
比方说，饶恕他们没有来满足到我的一些期待
You need to start to bless them and pray for them.
你要开始来祝福他们，为他们祷告
Do I need to go and be reconciled?
需不需要跟他们和好呢？
And then finally, the third phase,
最后第三步
I need to start building new ways of thinking.
我要开始要来建造发展新的思考模式
How do you build a new way of thinking, a new way of living?
你要怎么样的发展一个新的思考模式和生活态度
Well, I need to begin to think as a son of a father would think.
首先一个就是我要先按照神儿女身份的方式来思想
Reject the old ways of thinking.
我必须要很刻意的，就是拒绝过去的想法。
And I need to develop new ways of thinking.
然后开始发展新的思考模式。
And I also need to live differently.
而且要改变有新的生活方式。
So how can we do these things?
怎么做呢？
Well, one of the best ways to change how I think.
其中一个最好的方式
is to meditate in the Word of God.
就是要不断默想神的话语。
Take the truth of God.
把神的真理。
And begin to hold it in your mind.
开始在心思意念里面不断紧紧抓住。
As you pray, as you worship God,
不断的来祷告敬拜神。
You begin to hold that truth in your heart.
然后就把在心中不断默想这个真理。
Truth that I'm loved.
比方说我是被爱的。
Truth I'm accepted.
我是被接纳的。
The truth God will never leave me.
然后知道神绝不撇下我。
He is always with me.
他一直与我同在。
Meditation repeatedly picturing the truth.
默想不断的一直去思想这个真理。
Writes it into your heart.
然后把它放在藏在你心里。
I need to stop expecting things of people they can't do.
然后第二个就是不要再去期待别人做不到的事情。
I need to stop expecting people to come through for me.
也不要再去一直去期待别人来帮助我。
And start to trust my Father to provide for me what I need.
而是要来去相信我的天父他会供应我一切需要。
I need to start to sow out acceptance and love to others.
然后是我从我开始主动的去接纳别人，帮助别人。
To value others, to start to honor others.
从我先开始来看。尊重别人，尊荣别人。
And if I have fears,
如果我有恐惧害怕
I need to ask the Lord to help me,
我就要求主来帮助我
and step towards facing them.
然后 来面对这些人群。
So God welcomes you into his family.
对，首先神他欢迎你进入他的家。
Welcomes you into relationship.
欢迎进入这个关系。
Through faith in Jesus Christ.
是透过相信耶稣基督。
And then he invites you to grow.
然后他欢迎你要来长大。
To no longer remain just a little baby, a child.
不要一直都是当一个婴孩。
But to grow up.
而是长大。
By putting off the old ways of thinking,
借由放弃所有一切旧的思想
beginning to be renewed in how you think,
然后不断的来更新思想意念
and starting to live like a son of God did,
然后活出一个神儿女该有的生活
and Jesus sets the example,
那耶稣成为一个榜样
what a son looks like,
一个神儿子该有的榜样
and how he represents his father,
而且怎么样成为神在地上的代言人
God bless you, don't forget to tune into the next session on this,
愿神赐福你不要忘记下一次再继续收看我们这一次的教导。